You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Bills 11-4 on the money line, the Patriots 2-7. The Bills plus 7, 20-21. The Patriots minus 7 with extra juice here at 20-23. An AFC East matchup to complete the week, Gil. The Bills going to the unbeaten Patriots in what I anticipate to be a bruising clash on Monday night. And the Patriots maintained their perfect season last weekend through the boot of Stephen Gostkowski. He saved them in the dying seconds against the Giants in New York. That win, though, Gil, came at a cost. They've lost Julian Edelman, who has been inspirational for the Patriots so far this season.
He has been inspirational. He's been great. 61 catches. That's a team high. 61 catches, 692 yards, 7 touchdowns. Really, besides Rob Gronkowski, he has been the man in the Patriots offense, with apologies to Deion Lewis as well, who they lost out of the backfield. But really, that's been the story with the Patriots all year. A lot of injuries on the offensive line. I don't know how Bill Belichick's doing it. They've had 19 different offensive line combinations. Really is the genius of Belichick and Brady to work around that. And, you know, I have every bit of confidence that they're going to be able to come up with something here against the Bills, probably put in a couple tight ends, maybe some 3 tight end sets, really protect Brady, and come up with a game plan that is going to be able to counter what might have otherwise been a Bills advantage in this one.
That's the beauty of this Patriots offense under Belichick, that they can utilize different members of the team and still be successful and productive. I suppose the Buffalo Bills will look back to that match, the reverse fixture back in September, where the Patriots won 40-32, and reference to Edelman, he was influential that day. He got a couple of touchdowns and a whole ton of yardage through the air, and think that maybe that's a chink in the Patriots' armour. However, on the flip side of that, Gil, the Patriots were cruising along nicely and maybe got a little bit complacent in that performance and allowed the Bills to rack up a couple of quick points, and maybe the scoreline on that occasion closer than the actual match suggested.
19 unanswered points for the Bills in the fourth quarter of that game. That's what you're referring to. I think you're probably right. I think there might have been a bit of a letdown. Let's give the Bills some credit, though. They certainly came to play that day. But, you know, the Patriots are the one team. This doesn't apply to any other team in the league. They're the one team that really gets it. They know how to game plan from week to week, and it is amazing that they can overcome all of these injuries. And I think, you know, battle of the minds between Belichick and Rex Ryan, I'll take Bill Belichick every single day of the week. And whenever the Patriots are at home, I'm sort of contractually obligated to mention the big stat. The Patriots under Bill Belichick at home as favorites of -7 or less. And once again, they're 7-point favorites right here, 47-21-5 against the spread. And I think that trend continues in the positive for the Patriots on Sunday. You know, the Edelman loss is big. I don't want to minimize that. Danny Amendola is going to have to step up just like he did last week with 10 catches and 79 yards. And, you know, Edelman has been instrumental in the fact that the Patriots have the best third down conversion rate in the NFL at 48.7%. I think Amendola will step in and help Brady out there. But I don't, as much as Edelman means, this isn't Rob Gronkowski being hurt. And I just want to point out that Gronkowski is really, besides Brady and Belichick, he is the straw that stirs the Patriots' drink. Gronk, since 2010, Brady, and I get this again from Mike Sando, I want to point out this stat, I want to give him the credit here, Tom Brady has a 6.7 touchdown percentage when Rob Gronkowski has been on the field since 2010. What that means is 6.7% of his passes result in touchdowns with Gronk on the field. Without Gronk, it goes down to 3.4%. So he's the one that makes the huge difference. Everybody else, even Julian Edelman, is replaceable to a degree. So this is not a death blow for the Patriots.
And when I look at this matchup, I think it's imperative that the Bills keep this game close early, because they need to get LeSean McCoy and Carlos Williams going on the ground. I think that's absolutely essential if they're going to win this game. They don't want to be having to play catch-up against the Patriots here.
No, they don't. And I don't want to minimize the Bills. Look, there is a scenario where they can overwhelm this sort of put together offensive line. You're right, LeSean McCoy and Carlos Williams had a great year. In fact, when Tyrod Taylor, McCoy, Carlos Williams, and Sammy Watkins have all been healthy this year, the Bills are 4-1. The only loss was to the Patriots. And so we will get that quartet healthy for this game. So I don't want to really minimize what the Bills are capable of. They can be a very good football team. I just think they're running up against a different kind of team. The Patriots just deserve a different kind of assessment than any other team from week to week, because I think it's Bill Belichick and then everyone else. He's just smarter than everybody else. And I don't mean to simplify it like to that great of a degree, but oftentimes you can simplify it with this guy. He's just that much better. And while Rex Ryan, as a coach of the Jets, gave him all kinds of trouble in years past, not so sure they can cover the 7 points this time around in a primetime game for the Patriots, who really, as you point out, escaped against the Giants last week. And if you recall back in 2007, they had an escape job midseason against the Ravens that propelled them to an undefeated regular season. I think the Giants game may act as just that this season.
And we have been referencing, or we have talked about, Julian Edelman's injury. It's worth noting that the Bills might be without their safety Aaron Williams and defensive tackle Kyle Williams, so they've got their own problems on that side of the ball.
Yeah, that would be big loss for both for them in both cases, and Lord knows the Patriots are keeping an eye on those injuries.
And the Patriots have won 27 of their last 30 meetings against the Buffalo Bills, which is worth mentioning as well.
And one of those they didn't even try.
Yeah, precisely. That was last year, wasn't it, where they rested a whole bunch of starters in that game. So they gave them one there, Gil.
They gave them one. So it's really 27 of 29. That's right.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.